New Orleans en Montevideo. The southern side of the Wilhelmina Pier is occupied not by office blocks, but by residential towers. They benefit from their orientation to the south and their view of the Rijnhaven and Katendrecht. The first completed building here was Montevideo in 2005. It was designed by Francine Hoeben of Meccano Architects. The building is 151 meters tall and contains 192 apartments, as well as offices, cafes and a health club. Crowning the roof is a neon letter M, which stands for Montevideo and also Meccano. New Orleans is 158 meters tall and contains 234 luxury apartments. It was designed by the Portuguese architect Alvaro Siza and completed in 2010. Larger and more expensive apartments are located on the upper floors. At the top are two luxury multi-level penthouses containing double-height spaces. The elegant Art Deco crown was inspired by the classic New York skyscrapers of the 1930s. The base of the building contains facilities such as a car park, guest accommodation, and a health club with a swimming pool, sauna, gym, and sun terrace. The building also houses the Lantarenvenster cinema and jazz venue, with a large concert hall on the ground floor and five cinemas on the floors above. Boston and Seattle are two 70-meter-tall residential towers, containing a total of 220 apartments. They were designed by the architects Frits van Dongen and Patrick Kosjoeg. The detailed brickwork facades recall the warehouses that once stood here. They also provided the inspiration for all the names of the buildings. That does not seem to be the case with The Saks by MVRDV, which will be built beside the Luxor Theater. However, the two parts of this building are called Philadelphia and Havana. The 70 and 170 meter tall towers will be connected by a gold-colored volume containing a hotel.